Mishnah Yomis for Friday, the 29th day of Sivan, Tovshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Gittin, Perek Shvi, Mishnah Tes. The husband said to two or more people the following: Im le bosi mikan ad shnemasa chodesh, if I don't come within the next 12 months, kisvu usnuget lishti, then write and give a get to my wife. Which means basically after 12 months, they are to write it and give it. If he doesn't come in those 12 months. Kosvu get besoch shnemasa chodesh. What happens if they wrote a get within the 12 months? Benosno, but they gave it la'acha shnemasa chodesh, after 12 months. Eino get, says the Mishnah. The get is invalid. Why? Because we say that the husband intended that also the writing has to be done after the 12 months. And if they write the get within the 12 months, that's not done with his authority, it's not a get. Get has to be written upon the, according to the instructions of the husband. Similarly, if he said, Kisvu usnu get leishti, im lebosi mikan ad shnemasa chodesh. If he said, write and give a get to my wife if I won't come in the next 12 months. Now here he mentioned the activity, the command to write and give the get before he mentioned the time. So we might have thought that perhaps the husband is not so fussy about writing of it. Maybe only the giving of it had to be after 12 months, but maybe the writing could be done within 12 months. We might have thought that. Says the Mishnah, no. Kosvu besoch shnemasa chodesh, if they wrote it within 12 months, even if the nosno la'achas shnemasa chodesh, even though they gave the get after 12 months, eino get, it's not a get. Because we say that the intention is not just the giving, but also the writing of the get should take place only after 12 months. That's what the husband meant. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yossi Omer, because a get, he argues. Rabbi Yossi says that this will be a get in this circumstance. Why? Because since he mentioned the instruction of writing it before he mentioned the time, therefore we say that he didn't mind that they should write it within 12 months. He's mainly concerned with the giving of it. And we say that what he meant was, write it now, but give it if I don't give it, if I don't come within 12 months. The halacha, however, is not like Rabbi Yossi. The halacha is that here too will not be a get if they wrote it within 12 months, even if they gave it after. Kosvu la'achar shnemasa chodesh. What happens if they did the right thing? They wrote it after 12 months. V'nosnu la'achar shnemasa chodesh, and they also gave the get after the 12 months. Everything as he instructed. V'meis. But the husband died. So we have to find out when did the husband die, or when did the get, when was the get given? Im haget kodem lamisa, if the giving of the get to his wife took place before he died, her is a get. The get is all right, because the husband was still alive. V'im misa kodem la get, if however he died after 12 months after they wrote, after the get was written, but before they gave it to the wife, then eino get. Then we say the get will be null and void. Why? Because it is only effective, the get, when they give it. And no one can have an effective get if it's after the death of the husband. V'im ein yodua, what happens if it's not known what came first? Was the get before the death, or the death before the get? Zuhi shamra, this is the type of case which the Chachamim call megereshes v'eina megereshes. It's called the divorced and non-divorced woman. In other words, she is in a state of being a sophic megereshes. It's doubtful whether she is megereshes. Is she considered a widow, or is she considered a megereshes, a divorcee? And of course, this has ramifications in terms of yibum and chalitza, as explained earlier. Perek Shmini, Mishnah Aleph. The Torah says, when giving a get, benosan biyoda, he shall give it to her hand. But it doesn't mean that it has to reach her hand, actually. Any part, any of her property where the get has ended up or been landed, that's also going to be considered as if it's in her hand. And even though the Torah says he shall give it in her hand, what you learn from that is that when it's in her property, the get's been sent to her property, it has to be like her hand. In other words, just like a hand, she's in control of it and she's aware of it, so too her reshus, her property, will accept the get for her on her behalf if, or an extension of a hand, if she knows about it. And that's what we're going to see now. Hazer get l'ishto. If a person throws a get to his wife, she's in a house, or in her yard, then we say Hazer Megureshes. We say that she is considered divorced. The Gemara adds that that is providing she's standing next to her house or standing next to her chotzer. Because what's necessary is that the house and the chotzer has to be in a position like her hand. Just like her hand is smucha, is next to her, so to the house or the chotzer has to be bismucha, has to be next to her. She has to be there. Now, what about the problem of the fact that how can a woman own anything? We have a rule, Masha Konsa Isha Konabaila, whatever a woman owns, her husband owns. And if that's the case, the get has not yet been given from the hand, hasn't gone out of the jurisdiction of the husband. So for the get to be effective, it has to be given from him to her. So how do we explain how the get has been given to her? She's part of him. Everything she owns belongs to him, so the man hasn't given anything. Nevertheless, we apply principle of gita v'chatzera boim ke'achad. What we say is that when the get is given, the chotzer, the yard that she owns, her yard, that becomes hers together with the giving of the get. It's almost like in the case of an eved kanani, in the case of when he's freed by the master. How is he freed? One of the ways he gets freed is by giving him a shtar shichror, giving him a document of freedom. Well, how can he own the document of freedom? Anything that an eved owns, the master owns. Again, the answer is he gets his independence, he gets his freedom together with the get shichror, with his document of freedom at the same time. Zrok Ola, what happens if the husband threw the get to the wife? Besuch Besa, in his house, or Besuch Hatzer, or in his courtyard, not in hers, in his house, or his chotzer. Afilu hu ima bamita, even if the get's with her in the bed, she's lying on the bed and he threw the get and landed on the bed. The bed, of course, we're talking about here, that belongs to the husband, not her. Eina megureshes, she will not be divorced. Because the get hasn't reached her hand yet, or even her property. It's only reached the husband's property. The socheka, what happens if he threw her get and it landed in her chest? Or the socheka, or in her lap, or in her socheka, kalta is her sewing basket. Harza megureshes, that will be fine. She'll be divorced. And it's even if she is in his house. What's the reason? The Gemara explains, because a person will not be makbid. Wouldn't worry about giving the place for in his property for her lap or for her basket, and therefore these places where she are, where her lap is or where her basket is, are considered hers, her rishus, and therefore when he throws the get to them, any of these two places, she will be megureshes. She will be effectively divorced.